Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. That's where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you, the people, the ones that have spoken, well, you make your own stories. And then this happens. I take them all, I smush them all together, put them in a bowl, mix it all up, and then somehow pour it into your iPods, which blast this stuff in your head so that you go prematurely deaf. This is the 134th weekly challenge, which means we've been doing this for a very, very, very long time. The topic this week is That One, and was chosen by Stephen the Nuclear Man. Now, we need to figure out who goes first, and to make it all fair and just and fun, well, we make it Justin. That's right, he won last week's competition, so he goes first this week. Okay, all together now. Space Turtle. It's still my ringtone. Still my ringtone. I haven't come up with anything by Dr. Horrible. That'd be even better. If I could stop the world. No. All right, let's hear Justin and his story.
Space Turtle. Justin Lemaster here with today's 100 word story. The topic for this is That One. The title of this story is Faces. Sad Betty crawled down the shelf. She walked across the aisle and stole a knife from a commando. He never paid any attention to her. She slunk back to her spot on the shelf. Beside her was smiling Sarah. She giggled as the commando waved to her. When no one was looking, Betty pulled Sarah into the shadows.
Okay, honey. You wanted a Sarah doll?
No, Mommy. I want that one.
She pointed to a doll with a face that was slightly crooked. The doll was smiling. Behind, where no one could see, a doll with no face silently cried.
Cool. Thank you, Justin. You can check out more from Justin at his site, which is linked from the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, where you can get a genuine space turtle ringtone. Dude, you gotta give that sound out as a ringtone. I mean, you want everybody around America just going around with, oh, is that yours? No, that one's mine. Hello, hi there. Yeah, I got the ringtone. Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, also at the show notes, you can check the text of the stories in case you did not hear. Okay, honey, you wanted a Sarah doll? All right. Next up, we have the regulars. These are the people that did not win, but they keep coming back with the hopes of winning so that their silly topics will be chosen. And then there are people that give up, and then you don't hear about them. And then they come back later, and we have one of those this week. We have someone who came back. And so, first up, I'm going to say Norval Joe right now so that I don't say the other name, the one that starts with a P. So, Norval Joe has returned. Here is his story, and this is going to be fun. This is fun, isn't it?
Hi, this is Norval Joe with my entry for the weekly challenge number 134, That One. My story is titled, The Retirement Home. The old people sat in the dark and musty recreation room at the retirement home. The only modern thing in there was the widescreen TV.
Go away.
Funny.
Let's watch I Love Lucy. You think they'll give us mashed potatoes today? Shut up. I can't hear.
Turn the channel. Now, I want to watch that Chirapa thing.
It's been canceled. Turn on I Love Lucy.
Who's got the remote? Go back.
Shut up. I can't hear. Go back to that Chirapa one.
What one?
Not that one. Turn on I Love Lucy.
The Lucy show was canceled too.
I hope they give us mashed potatoes today.
Thanks for listening. I'm going to go mash some potatoes now. We'll see you next week.
Norval Joe looks like he's taken up the challenge from last week by Guy David, who said, try to end the Chirapa story. And so it ends with mashed potatoes and old people, as most things do. Thank you, Norval Joe. Next up is our good friend. Oh, wait, let me look up who this is. God, I wish I need some. Can I get that? Oh, it is Guy David. Oh, yeah. Hi, Guy David. You can check out his stuff over at his site. It's linked from the show notes. He does the music for the beginning of this thing, the end of the thing. Here's what he thinks ought to be the ending of the Chirapa story, so that you know what he's thinking, and then we're going to, the others that did Chirapa stuff, we'll see what they've got up their sleeve.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from Night Guy, found at nightguy.guydavid.com, and today I have for you the conclusion of the Chirapa. Tune in next week for Night Guy, and you'll be able to hear the whole of the Chirapa story, as well as all the other suggested endings of this story. That can be found at nightguy.guydavid.com. Thanks for everyone who submitted their version. Enjoy! Chaketo Chirapa wandered amongst the corpses. None survived. That one was contemplative. This one hilarious. That other one his closest friend. He remembered the words of his mother. Eat your cereal, little Chiquetto. You have a whole world to conquer. He knew what he had to do. He turned on his communicator. He knew it would take many years for the message to reach the Chirapa planet, but he could wait. He turned to leave, then hesitated. He turned dial, then he left. Behind him, the song of the Chirapa played one last time, before the underground tunnels sealed forever.
Oh,
That's so sad. Oh well, it's going to be featured on his site. Next up is Tom of... I almost said the URL. I told myself I'm never going to say another URL. Besides, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can go to the show notes, go to the thing for voting for your favorite, and clicking on the links to all the other sites. Do it! Do it! Anyway... Here's Tom, and we'll find out if he's got, like, statistics of, hey, this person is now into 27th place, or,
I think I've got myself a little bit of a bunion.
Anyway, here's Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called Route 66. He kicked the tires, checked the cigarette lighter, adjusted the rearview mirror. The sales staff was unimpressed. That was until the black carbon American Express hit the counter. Then two guys from the fourth floor raced down to the showroom. I'll take that one, said the man, glancing at the little red Corvette. The model was from the same year he was born. He was going to drive that car as fast and as far as he could. It always had been time equals money. Now it was money equals time. Hodgkin's lymphoma equals fast times, fast cars, and fast women.
You know, I've got a funny story about Hodgkin's. Just, I know you're thinking, oh my god, how could there be a funny story about Hodgkin's? No, there was this person in college that had it, and we went to, like, you know, archy arts or something, or architectural arts ball, but I don't know, it just, you know, the next year they come back and they've, like, had, you know, treatment for, and they're really tired and really ill, and it, although it really was actually just, you know, they actually weren't just, you know, okay, so they weren't interested in me. So, afterwards, you know, all that, oh my god, thank god you're okay. And it's like, but there's nothing really. But then I hear word that, what, they died from Hodgkin's? And then, like, years later, someone mentions their name doing something. It's like, wait, someone told me they died. What the? And I'm like, okay, so how do you, and it's been years since that, because it's like, how do you ask someone, I was told you were dead, but from a relapse, and you, I just, huh, it's great to know you're okay. How do you start off that conversation? I don't know. I just, whew, okay. Anyway, thanks, Tom. And no statistics, just story. Next up is Almo Schumann. Did he send in, hold on, let me see. Let's go into the Almo folder. Yeah, I have a folder that says Almo in capital letters. Await. This person added me as a friend on Second Life Bloggers, and I don't recognize the name. Folks, why do you add people as friends on friends lists and stuff, and you don't know really who they are? You're like, I've been following you for years, and you're just like my friend. It's like, what, are you crazy or something? I mean, doesn't anybody get like that? I know there are folks that are like total friend whores on these things. They're like, I want to have 5,000 friends. That would be so wonderful. And then when they, like, you know, die in a heart attack in their basement after, you know, wanking off for 17 hours straight to a World of Warcraft image, and, like, nobody shows up, it's like, yeah, where are those 5,000 now? Yeah, maybe if you put a webcam out at the funeral, they could attend tele-remotely. What kind of sicko does that? I mean, I can understand that for a wedding. Anyway. So, here's Almo, and who knows? We'll find out his webcam address eventually.
George drove his truck towards Tom's Turkey Farm, and he thought how different Thanksgiving was now that Congress had taken the restraints off the food industry. Hormones got the okay. Radiation? No problem. George parked in the delivery area and wandered the yard. He paused occasionally to pet a bird. A young man came up and asked if George had decided.
Yes, George said. That one.
The man took the bird away to be prepared. Soon after, the heavy steel crane lifted the turkey, and the workers just managed to squeeze it into the bed of George's pickup truck.
Yay! And you thought I would spring for James Earl Jones to read those stories for you. What the hell have you been smoking? Thank you, Almo, and thank you to the little short crazy person who reads them when people can't find a recording device or they don't want to be revealed as, say, a U.S. senator who likes to write 100-word stories so that, you know, he doesn't want to be, you know, caught doing that because he wants to get elected president. I'm not saying that this actually it could happen. I mean, for all we know, you know, Obama, Barack.Obama@Senate.gov. You know, I see that in the header, and it's like, all right, I'll be discreet. Fine, I'll call you Norval Joe, all right? Who the hell did you pick Norval Joe anyway? Norval Joe Biden. whatever, he's getting his teeth done. Next up is Eva Moon. Now, there's a feature on her, and, like, there was this, like, SL newspaper or some magazine or whatever. I'll find the link. But they were saying there were only this many people. There ought to be more. Folks, you need to go to evamoon.net, look up the schedule she posts up, and catch some of these and listen to some of these when she does them live. Because not only are the tunes cool that she writes and performs, but also it's that little bit of whimsical neurosis in between. That's special, that will hook you and catch you, and you're going to wind up as sushi. You'll be the most delicious sushi out there. What was I saying? Anyway, here's Eva Moon and her wonderful story.
Hello, this is Eva Moon with another entry into the 100-word story contest. The theme this week is that one. And here is my exactly 100-word story. Alma found herself unexpectedly perched atop the cabinet, panting wildly and clinging to the overhead light fixture. Bits of crumbled plaster and acoustic tile littered the floor. She glared down at the doctor. She'd whacked her toe that morning, and the pain had been getting worse all day. She finally made an appointment to have it checked. She told the doctor it was sore, but neither of them had realized quite how sore it was until he grasped her right big toe and flexed it. Now he stood looking up at her in surprise. Was it that one? He asked.
Thank you, Eva. I've broken appendages before and wiped out a little toe from... Okay, let me tell you the story. All right, so I'm in the tub, right? And I think I've told this one before, but if I have, it's been long enough that I can tell it again. There's a rule. You know, 100 episodes go by, you can tell a story again. So I'm there in the tub, and Piper used to love, you know, jumping on the side of the tub and, you know, playing with the water and drinking the water, which, ugh. Cats are weird. So, the the curtains, shower curtains, are pushed back. But sometimes I'd pull them up and Piper would go in between them and be like, ha ha ha, I am sneaky kitty. Well, Nardo liked to go in and play with the little, you know, ribbons that were on the shower curtain. Because, okay, fine, I like a nice shower curtain, all right? Nice lacy curtains for you. And so this dumb cat would leap at the shower curtain, especially if, say, I was like playing tickle tickle, you know, wiggling my fingers on the shower curtain, and bop. You know, Piper loved doing that, but Nardo was dumb about that. He picked up the habit from her, and so I'd do that. Well, he did that on his own whenever, say, Piper was in the shower curtain, so he bops her through it. She falls into the water. I'm in the water. Loud shrieking, bah! Foot, right foot reflexively goes up and bam! You do not want to know what that left... I'm sorry, not left. It's my left knee that was bothering me last night. It's my right toe. Right pinky toe. Crunch. And there's no point to getting it fixed or anything. You know, it'll heal naturally. You know, you just... The doctor will look at it, it's like, get out of here. Need something for the pain. Here, watch this, you know, BBC miniseries. It'll, you forget about the pain and you'll just be bored. So, that's my story. Just, I don't know. That toe? Thank you, Eva. Next up is Ashley. And Ashley has a story for us, and it's going to be a fun story. And we're not going to get into the whole... Ashley is a guy, all right? I'm going to keep saying that until, you know, Ashley's going to show up one day. Let me show you how much of a guy I am. To punch me in the face and, you know, drag me behind a pickup truck. Oh, wait. In Texas, you're not supposed to say that. Whatever. All right, well, here's Ashley.
This is Ashley, and my title for the topic, that one, is Going Green. The transportation onto the pleasure planet Risa came unexpectedly. Before either of the startled natives could react, he said, I'm James T. Kirk, captain of the Federation Starship Enterprise. Where are the green women? I need one for recreation. There, Kirk said. I'll take that one. Again, before either of the Risans could speak, he stalked over, grasped a tall green hominid, and left the room.
Wasn't that a self-muddled squash that the captain just took?
Said the first Risan to the other.
Yes,
responded his companion.
Apparently, great intelligence is not required to captain a Federation starship.
No, it isn't, and it's especially not required to pilot, say, a large oil tanker through, you know, straits up near Alaska. Thank you, Ashley. You can check out more from Ashley by listening to this story again. Actually, didn't Ashley send in a link? Somebody sent in a link that I didn't expect. I need to add that to the list of many, 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 many links on the right side of the page. That's podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, in case you haven't figured it out by now. Next up is Jeffrey. Jeffrey's back! And yes, I'm still working on the story, the Song of the Soda Jerk. I've got it in my BlackBerry. I add a little bit every day. Tappy, 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 tappy. Then I walk into a wall. Great heights! Great Scott! Here's Jeffrey Height.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 134, with a prompt of that one. I call this one, The One I Want. Well, it's that time of year again, folks. There's a nip in the air, time to put all the summer equipment away, if you've not already. And then there is this. So, sweetie, what did you want?
Go.
Daddy, I found the one that I wanted.
Really? Which one is that?
The one with red stripes and a pink collar.
Really? Don't you think that one's a bit big for you?
Maybe. How about this one?
Well, that one is okay, I guess.
Good. That's the one I want. I want that one.
This has been The One I Want by Jeffrey Haidt. If you enjoyed this story, please take the time to go out to greatheights.blogspot.com and enjoy the other stories just like it. And join in the challenge if you feel so inclined, where 100 words is only the beginning. By the way, if you want to see another story by Guy David or Anima Zabaleta, go out to my website, and they've got both have stories in the contest this week. Until next time.
Yes, folks, if you have children, you can round them up and force them to record lines for your stories. It's completely in the rules. It's right there. It says, child labor is acceptable. It's not really labor, is it? You just, you know, catch their ambient sounds and then jam them together. It's like, Daddy, I'm brushing my teeth. And you make a story around that? Perfectly legitimate. I mean, just don't kidnap any to make your stories, all right? Even if you say you give them back and say, look, they're going to be famous. They're not going to be famous. This isn't a famous podcast. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. I used to make jokes about not being able to say her name right. Now she makes jokes about me being able to say her name right. Actually, she doesn't make jokes about that at all. Anyway, here's Anima and her story.
Hi there. The time in Alaska is too cold to be told. This is Anima Zabaleta with a 100-word story about that one and the final chapter of the Chirapa. Yesterday, Bob laughed in the wine shop. That one, the clerk pointed to a Chardonnay Semillon blend, goes great with fish. Enchirapa, giggled Bob. How delicious, he thought. Barbecue chiquetto and a pyre of chirapa in the tunnels. Chirapa had stolen his beloved Harriet. Revenge would be his. Now Bob quaffed wine contentedly, listening to the sizzle of roasting flesh. Was the fire buzzing? Bob didn't know that, like the longleaf pine, chirapa need fire to begin their alternate form of life. Chirapa's song filled his ears. Thousands of alien sporozoa flew from the flames, craving blood.
Many thanks to Caleb Bullen for reading this week's weekly challenge for Anima Zabaleta, and to Guy David for the loan of the theme music to the Chirapa.
Ah, you sneak. Oh, Ziggy, when will you ever win? Oh, man. Thank you, Anima, and Anima's mystery guest. Sounded a lot like Guy David for some reason. I just... Dude, by the way, storytelling event at the Yak, Saturday, I think it's the 29th. Next up is former sister, Mary Elizabeth. She did not record the story this week. So here, it's a conversation. This is going to be fun. All right, here we go.
What do you think? I've narrowed it down to two. Are you going to decide today? Very funny. I'm still not sure what I want. Just choose one. What if I choose raw? The world won't end. How about this one? I don't know. Maybe. You need to make a decision. That's what I'm trying to do. Flip a coin already. We don't have all day. Let me think. Do you want me to decide for you? You can't do that. Oh, yes, I can. The waitress is getting annoyed, and I'm hungry. Excuse me. Miss, you'll take that one.
There you go. I wonder what she's choosing for him. I'm not sure. Thank you, sister. Not sister, Mary Elizabeth. Next up is, well, I'm not even going to introduce him. Instead, I'm just going to say, there, that's the best I can do.
I stood there, watching the lobsters crawl around the tank, their claws bound with rubber bands to keep them from fighting. They were oblivious to my presence. My BlackBerry rang and crashed. It's been having problems, dropped calls and lockups. One lobster was staring at me, tapping the glass with a claw. It was as if he was trying to tell me something. That one, I said, pointing at it. They took it out, and I put the phone by it. With a few taps of its claw, the phone worked. No dinner. I hired it as my assistant.
And that's it for today's topic of that one. You can find all the stories and archives and voting for your favorite stories and the links to folks up at the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's going to be another weekly challenge next week, unless there's a hurricane, which there isn't going to be, so don't count on it. I've already posted up the topic for next week. You can find them in the feed. I hope you're having a great time out there. Have a wonderful day. Sorry it took so long. You want anything for breakfast? No, not really. I already ate. No, really. Do you want anything for breakfast? No. So you don't want anything for breakfast? No, I don't. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. So, yeah, the best way to irritate me is to repeat the same question over and over again. So all of you out there are going to repeat the same question over and over again, and I'm going to mute you. So anyway, all that, blah, blah, it's up there, it's done. I'm going to put this out right now. Have a great time. Thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.